You're listening to my Soulful Selling Stories series running every day until the 1st of May with daily mini interviews, all to celebrate the first birthday of my Soulful Sales Society membership, which, by the way, has just reopened for a very limited time until May the 1st. You can read more at ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS. This is my flagship membership where you will get the strategy and support you need to sell daily with ease and totally transform your selling and launch experience to suit your mind and body. And from the 7th of May, we're also going to run a live version of the famous Sell Every Day Challenge for 10 days, which is going to kick things off for you in the best way. So as well as this interview series, I'm also doing something extra special to mark the first anniversary of the membership with a daily bonus bonanza. Every day the doors are open, I'm going to add a new tool, training, or mindset process to support you in your selling journey. This is in addition to the laid-back launching trainings, the sales mindset, and the soft selling trainings, plus all the support you get from me in the form of regular Q&As, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins. Basically, everything you need to be supported, to sell more often, to sell more easily, and to make more sales of your offers, including implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. So if you want to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more and to see today's new bonus. Enjoy. Have you ever found yourself so excited and so focused to create the offer, but when it comes to actually selling the thing, you give up too soon or just stop talking about it? If so, this episode is for you. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Soulful Sales Show, where today we are talking about sales fears and overcoming them by cultivating a connection with your inner wisdom and intuition. I am chatting about this in another Soulful Selling Stories interview with Rachel Shilcock, most people call her Rachilly, who is a chronically ill and proud brand strategist and creative business coach, helping fellow creative businesses take a seasons informed approach to growing their brand ecosystem that aligns with their values, energy, and humanity. As you'll hear, overcoming your selling fears isn't about forcing, but it is about really listening to yourself, your fears, and stretching in the right way for you. So I am asking all guests to start by sharing a bit about your business journey in your own words.
Yeah, so I've been in business for nearly 12 years now, and it has been what you would define as that typical roller coaster kind of, I guess, kind of business journey, where I've been through wearing lots of hats, doing lots of different things, trying to figure out what works, what doesn't. And yeah, I started out as a sort of web designer, freelancer, contractor, and now I call myself like a brand designer turned creative strategist or brand strategist and creative coach. And I have taken a long journey to get here, but now I say that I take a seasons informed approach to growing your business so that you don't have to sacrifice your values, your energy, or your humanity. And yeah, I'm a chronically ill human as well, disabled, multiple chronic illnesses. I keep saying I've filled my chronic illness bingo card to friends, like I don't need any more. But that's also like heavily impacted and played a role in my business as well throughout.
Yeah, and we'll definitely touch on that as we chat. So the main kind of topic for your Soulful Selling story was really the one that you suggested was about, and this is to quote what you said to me, being afraid of your own shadow when it came to selling and shifting it so that selling actually became something that felt natural to you, even when you were doing something stretchy. I would love to just start with the first part of that, the actual, the fear, the real fear that you felt. Like, what was that like? How did it manifest when it was time to sell your offers? Yeah. And, you know, how did it impact on the actual selling of those offers, the results?
Yeah, of course. So I've always naturally really filled like the services arm of my business really well, because I'm a people person. I've always focused on relationships and friendships with people first over wanting anything from them, and I think that had a huge impact. And so as a result, I had a lot of referral marketing, a lot of people that were referring other customers in, and I never really had to sell. And then I decided I wanted to do digital products and courses and those sorts of things. And a few years before I sort of shifted into working more in the online space and our sort of industry, I was very like heavily known in the web industry. I was doing lots of conference talks and things, and I ended up getting trolled really badly by a few different people, and it really affected my confidence in terms of showing up. And what I kind of realized when it came to selling, only after joining your membership, but at the time now when I look back on it, I was very much stuck in like the creation mode. I love creating new things. I get so many ideas. But what I wasn't doing was selling. I wasn't showing up to sell things. I could probably count on one hand the amount of times I promoted many products within a 2 year period. Like that's how little I was actually selling. And I was showing up and giving huge value and creating content and doing all of that stuff. But when it came to selling, I was very much a mention it once and hopefully that it will magically sell a few spots, or my business will be completely transformed overnight and I'll have this digital product empire. And obviously that doesn't work, as we know. Like you have to show up. And for me, I was just so scared of being visible and so scared of selling and being a bother and taking up space in someone else's inbox or life. And yeah, it just resulted in me not doing the selling and really just getting stuck in, I think, that creation mindset of, okay, I've created something, put it out there quietly, let it like show up there magically itself, but then I'll move on to the next thing and I'll just keep creating. And finally, the one thing will hit and it'll be magical and it'll work amazingly. But obviously, yeah, I kind of got stuck in that mode a little bit.
I feel like so many people will relate to that. And I know that I've done that as well. I remember actually quite strongly one of my earlier courses. I kind of, focused all my effort, like creating it, putting it together. But then it all died off so fast when I actually put it out
Yeah.
there. And then it's like, okay, done with that. That's not working. On to the next thing. But I never really gave it a
Exactly.
chance.
Exactly. And I think it's that giving it a chance thing that's so key. And I remember one of my like mentors, who's now a friend, saying to me, like, try one thing and stick to it for a couple of years. And I just completely rebelled against that advice because I was like, but I don't want to give something a couple of years to work. Like, it's not really where I want to be. And so that's when, again, I just got completely stuck, yeah, in over creating in a way. And I was always great at the planning and the creation, but when it came to the marketing and selling aspects of it, I never made time for any of it. I never did any pre-launch. I never did any launch stuff. I've only just done my first major launch ever in the last few weeks because I took the time to do it. But before that, I was just like, create it, get it out there, move on to the next thing completely.
And you mentioned some of the specific fears you had. So you didn't want to bother people, you didn't want to, fill up their inboxes. How did you begin to even work through those fears?
I think it was first recognizing that they weren't just me that were feeling them. Like so many of us feel them all the time. And I think joining your membership was a catalyst for that because I've always loved the way that you showed up. And I love the way that you kind of didn't seem, even if you did feel it, like I never got the feeling that you were afraid to sort of show up and sell. And that for me was definitely a turning point because I sort of realized, oh, like it's not just me that feels this way. I'm not absolutely stuck in my own little nerd cave at home, thinking that this is just me and it's just me that's got this problem. And I think it was also recognizing that a lot of the fears were very valid and it wasn't just stuff I was making up, but it was stuff that had happened to me that made me really fearful of being visible and working through and sort of healing from them. And that took me a long time because for a long time I just sort of ignored them and didn't try to think about it and tried to just sort of stuff it to the back of my mind. Whereas it was only acknowledging it and realizing, okay, what will actually happen if that stuff happens again? And realizing that I was older, I'd had much more experience in business. I was very naive earlier on in business. And I think I've sort of grown out of that a lot more with age because I was very young when I first started my business as well. I was 22. So I kind of grew up with my business. And so I think it was all of that stuff and recognizing like a way of doing things that worked for me. And I think as well with the chronic illness stuff, a lot of what people recommend doesn't work for people that are chronically ill because you have much more limited time and energy and resources and spoons, if you know about the spoon theory. So I think it was just recognizing all of those different things and basically taking the time to acknowledge it and then just work through it one thing at a time. And also just start to put myself out there and start to do it and start to test what felt comfortable, what didn't, and then maybe reflect on why that was as well. So, like, why was that feeling uncomfortable? And is it because I'm leaning more into a fearful state, or is it because I just don't know it and I've never done it before? And that definitely helped push me into more of like an experimentation mindset, I think, where I was more willing to just try different types of content out and try selling a little bit more, whether it was other people's offers, which I was incredibly comfortable to sell as an affiliate, for example. But for my own stuff, I was very much like, oh, this feels a lot harder and a lot more vulnerable. So I just started selling like my lower cost products and really testing the water with those before building up to like a bigger offer.
Oh, there's so much juicy stuff that you shared there. I think one of the most important things I just want to really highlight is this thing about, like, there was real reasons for you to have these fears. The trolling that you mentioned, I imagine a huge reason, as well as the feelings of bothering people and all of that. These all come from something, whether it's something very closely related, or sometimes it can be seemingly unrelated, but there's always a reason, and our brain is responding in a way to keep us safe. And it does take time to work through it, but it's so much more of a long-lasting change when you properly work through it versus just, I shouldn't be like this, and I'm just going to push myself. And I'm sure, like, loads of us have tried to push ourselves. It only gets us so far, right?
And I've always ended up burning out as well, which I think is related to chronic illness, but also that mindset of just constantly trying to push through and ignoring the signs. And so for me, like learning to listen to my intuition and that inner voice and what I know a few other people have called like inner wisdom, which I really love because I never felt very wise. Like I said, I felt very naive. I felt like I was very much like listening to what everyone else was saying rather than learning to also filter that through what worked for me. And yeah, I think it's sort of for me, it always ended up leading to burnout. I landed myself in hospital twice through burnout related stuff because I was just not listening to myself, listening to others, filtering it through, but then also stopping trying to push through all the time. And I just got fed up of that. And the second time it happened, I was like, you know what, this needs to change. And yeah, it's been a long journey since then, but finally feel like I've been getting there.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Do you have
Thank you.
any examples you can think of some, I don't know, maybe some things you were trying to do before, or ways you were trying to push, and you figured out that you got to do it your way, or you got to stretch at your pace, and that it ended up really working for you?
Yeah, I think for me, it's always come back to listening very much to what my body needs from me. So, as someone that's chronically ill, but I'm also very stubborn. So, I like to prove myself quite a lot. And I had to sort of be asking myself, why am I trying to prove myself? What am I trying to prove here? And sometimes it's a very valid reason of someone says they don't think I can do something, which also triggers my workplace stuff before I started my business. And I'm very much trying to prove a point for a reason, and it's a valid reason, and it's fair enough. But there's a lot of times where proving myself isn't going to do myself any good. It's only going to make me burn out. It's only going to make me listen to what other people are saying I should do. And so for me, that also comes down to like the typical launch stuff. So everyone that was saying, you know, whenever someone says there's only one way to do something, I very much bought into all of that and I did all of that stuff. And a lot of the times that I did it, you know, one time I listened to someone who said, up your prices for your services, for example, by X amount. And it was almost like 50% more. But I didn't have the audience who would respond to that offer. And I ended up having my worst year in business after that. And I think I realized that there's so many times where I listen to what everyone else says it should be rather than kind of applying that to my business and my circumstances and where I'm at and where I also want to go, because that's what I wasn't really thinking about and doing. I wasn't really thinking about the future I wanted to create it, like to create. I was always thinking about what it is now. And I think just being able to take, I love getting people's perspectives. I think we're all so beautifully unique. I think we all have our own path that's led us to where we are, and there's lots to learn from it. But I also know that even if I'm saying pe something to my students or my customers, I don't ever want them to just take it as gospel and that's that. Like, I want them to question it. I want them to think about how does that work for me? And that's because I've had to learn to do that as well. And I think that's one of the things we're not taught. We sort of feel like we're told this is the exact way to do it, and it worked for me, so it'll work for you. And in some cases, that does work. But in a lot of cases, I think it doesn't account for our unique circumstances and needs as a human in our business. And I think, yeah, that's where I've sort of led myself through being able to take on other people's perspectives and listen to them and learn from them, because there's so much wisdom in other people's experiences, but also then being able to apply it in my own way and extract the gold from it that I need, but not everything. And then, yeah, use that.
Yeah, love that. Totally agree. What would you say to someone who might be listening to this and think, I really resonate with like being totally afraid or really struggling to find a way that actually works around me and my health and my life and all of this? What would you say, like any words of wisdom maybe that you wish that you would have heard back at the start of your journey?
Oh gosh, that's such a tough question because there's so many things. But I think for me, it will always come back to listening to that inner voice. So, like I've just been saying, like I've had the times, like I say, where I've burned out, and I always get that little voice in the back of my mind. It's like, oh, Rachel, like just watch you don't do too much here. Like I feel like you're doing a bit too much. And I've kind of ignored it and ignored it and ignored it. And it's getting louder and louder. And then suddenly, wham, like I've burned out and I can't do anything then. And I'm sort of no use in my business at all then. And so I think for me, it's just a case of listen to that voice, because it's not, for me, like intuition isn't a woo thing. It's actually almost like a skill that you've been honing through your entire life. Like there will be circumstances or things that happen where you're like, you get this like little thought or intuitive like nudge, I like to call them, where you're kind of like, huh, I wonder if something's going on with this, or I wonder if something's going on with that. Like I had an experience where I was going to be speaking at a conference, and I'd been dealing with this lovely woman who was helping organize it. She was great. I had no contact with any of the other organizers. And then all of a sudden, she's like, unfortunately, for personal reasons, I'm going to be stepping away from this conference. So here are all the details. And something in the back of my mind was like, something isn't sitting right here. I'm not going to ignore this. And so I tend to sort of give my intuitive voice and values almost as like this compass to sort of help guide me, or a signpost, like an inner signpost. And it turned out a few months later that the organizers that had been left to run the conference had stolen the money from her that she'd invested in it, and lots of other different things that had gone on under the surface. That in the back of my mind, something about the whole situation didn't add up. And those experiences haven't led me down the wrong path. Like I always feel like it's going to lead you to learn what you need to learn from it. So even if you're really scared, or even if there's all these things going on, the worst thing that can happen is that you get a learning experience out of it. And that's what I really try to focus on now, is that I love to fail. I love to try something and completely go belly flopping into the water with it. Like it's just a complete mess of a disaster, because I think you can find so much wisdom and so much gold in completely failing. And then obviously, that helps lead you to the right thing. Because for me, I've been doing that. I've been doing all these ideas over the past 12 years, and many of the passive income, I do that in air quotes because it's never fully passive, but a lot of those sort of things, like the digital product stuff, just hasn't worked out in the way I've wanted it to. But then it's kind of led me to this launch recently where, for me, it's my highest priced ever sort of more passive offer. And I had six people sign up, and I was expecting or hoping for one. I was just like, if one person signs up, this will be incredible. And then one person signed up, and the confidence that then gave me to go out and keep talking and keep doing more, I was not expecting. But if I hadn't listened to that inner voice years ago and kept listening and kept trying, kept failing, still kept showing up, I wouldn't have got to that point of launching it. So yeah, I think just listening to that inner voice, listening to the wisdom you have got inside, even if it doesn't feel like it's there, I promise you it will be there, buried so deeply that you can't uncover it for a while. But if you just keep listening, you'll get to where you want to be in the long run, I do honestly believe.
Oh, me too. You said that so well. I love it. Thank you. So
Thank you.
encouraging. Okay, just a quick
Thank you.
question before we wrap up.
Yeah.
What is your biggest win, lesson, or mindset shift since being part of the Soulful Sales Society?
I think for me, it's just about not being afraid to sell. And because, like you said at the beginning, that's how I kind of worded it, is that I was afraid of my own shadow. I was like, oh, this is so scary. And like, oh, shadow's there. Oh my gosh. Like, it was just so terrifying to me to just put myself out there. And I found that, like, the quick wins of, for example, like the sell every day challenge, even when I haven't done it every day, the encouragement to think of, right, how can I actually show up for my people today? How can I give them value, but also sell to them and know that selling to them and selling my offers to them is valuable, has just been the biggest mindset shift for me, because I was genuinely terrified of it. I was really scared of showing up and doing it. And I've been able to go out and have this launch where I've had six people sign up to an offer that I've never launched before. No one really knows what to expect with it. It's done very differently to a lot of other group programs I've seen out there. And so to sort of put it all together and have six people in the first launch, I was just like mind blown. And I know that I wouldn't have got there without the Soulful Sales Society, in the way that I sort of now feel much more, even when it feels stretchy. Like I said, this was a very stretchy offer for me to put out there. I did not feel ready in the slightest, but the little shifts I've been able to have over the year has just meant that I was able to keep showing up. And then when people were buying, even in the quiet period in the middle, which I was not expecting to have, because I was expecting the whole thing to be quiet and then maybe one person would pop up at some point. But I had that typical quiet point that people say they have in the middle. And I was like, wow, I'm able to look at these things and see the patterns and be able to still show up, even when it felt a little bit stretchy and a little bit scary. So yeah, I'm just really grateful for it. And for you, of course.
Thank
So
you and congratulations. Like, I love
thank
hearing
you.
that. Amazing. Okay, where
Thank
can
you.
people go to find out more about you and the wonderful work that you do?
Yes, so you can find me at beyondinc.co, and I do have a little quiz there on the homepage for you to check out as well if you want to find out what season of business you're in. So, like I said, I do a lot of brand strategy and creative coaching. I'm all about helping you find a way of growing your business that works for you and your energy needs, your values, and your humanity, so we don't leave your sort of humanness behind.
Thank you so much. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite. Sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing, because your work really does matter. And don't forget to keep tuning back in for daily mini Soulful Selling Stories interviews from now until the 1st of May. Plus, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out more about the Soulful Sales Society membership, where you're going to get access to the laid-back launching, sales mindset, and soft selling trainings. You're going to get regular support from me in the form of Q&A, mindset sessions, and sales check-ins, plus the Sell Every Day Challenge that so many of these interviews have been raving about, as well as regular implementation weeks to encourage you to actually get the work done. And if that wasn't enough, there's also a new bonus being added every day until the 1st of May. So head to ruthpoundwhite.com/SSS to find out what that bonus is. I can't wait to support you to sell more your way.